Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebization.
What the fuck are we talking about today? Because super unprepared, got all the guests here,
woo,
and we're just gonna talk. I mean, we have all these ideas. There's so many things coming out, new seasons of episodes, new shows, monologues, you name it. Everything's coming out. We don't even know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm.
We pitched six ideas and he didn't like any of them.
Yeah, it's not too much. That and we're just not really, you know.
I liked all of them, though.
He came up with three of them.
Welcome back to Weebersations. I am back with some guests, returning guests, and my co-host, of course, Shannon. Any introductions, welcoming words?
No. I got nothing else. Nothing to say.
He's upset.
Yeah.
That we weren't talking about fate.
No, I'm upset that it took so long for us to return to the goddamn next.
You guys won't know this, but it's been like 2 months.
It's been 2 months.
I think the gap in upload schedule shows that, yes, they will notice.
Well, to them, it's only going to be like 3 weeks. 3 or 4 weeks. Like, they haven't really missed anything. But behind the scenes, there was a lot of complications. You know, just forgive us.
We're getting back on track.
Yeah, we're back on schedule. I'm joined by Shannon, Al Fox, also known as Antonio, and Calvin.
Calvin.
Calvin, also known as Calvin.
Yeah,
Calvin. And for those that know, not Tommy Calvin.
Yes.
That's
also, my Instagram got hacked, so it's now I'm Calvin Hobbs, but my Calvin Hobbs.
No.
Yeah. What'd you do? Fuck off. Who invited you?
Well, there's something I do want to talk about, actually, specifically. It's how anime is bleeding into normal, nerdy things.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the normies coming in?
Yes.
The normies are accepting anime.
I mean, it's not like that, but, like, you have it in Magic the Gathering, yeah. Cowboy Bebop, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, it's bleeding into other, like, things that are just normal.
If people, like, kids don't get picked on for, like, anime.
Dude, I saw a stroller.
Kids aren't funny.
Don't bring back bully culture. I don't want to cancel.
I want to kick the shit out of someone with a Deku backpack, dude.
Okay, no, like, but like most anime. Just... I mean, My Hero, though, yeah, beat the shit out of action.
I agree with that.
Some actions just should not be allowed in public because of, you know, certain anime things. Those things have been watching, so
yeah, we don't talk about My Hero because it was fake. The anime, the manga, I'll give the manga credit. But
just the fan base.
The anime was fake.
Yeah,
the anime.
The fan base has gone.
Yeah, the fan base. There. Yeah.
Actually, I have another thing. I do notice the normie culture rolling in. Because recently season 2 of Painting Stocking with Garbelt came out.
Yep.
And a bunch of people who clearly have not seen the original have not been for that period of time of the subversiveness of that amazing show. They were saying that Painting Stocking is the busy pop of anime.
Right. I haven't seen it yet either, but I haven't really.
It is
introduce this type of anime to anyone.
Where can I watch it?
Painting Stocking?
In this day and age.
It's on Crunchyroll, I believe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's on Crunchyroll.
It's on Crunchyroll?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'll watch it this week.
It's got a maturity warning.
But... I'm actually going to a Painting Stocking cosplay party on Saturday.
That's amazing.
Where's my invite?
Oh, yeah. Just expect... Just expect the entire voice cast recast for English.
If you watch it in English.
Yeah.
Why would I watch it in English?
I don't know.
Because some people like...
So all the normies watch it. I don't... Sorry, guys. I'm going to throw you guys under the bus. But all the normies watch anime that are getting into it in English because they don't want to read because they're lazy. Mm-hmm. Everyone's attention span is not that big right now.
But also just Painting Stocking got popular because of the English dubs,
yes,
in America.
Yep. I'm pretty sure the first season was...
It's so interesting to talk to people who are, like, one, new to anime, and also who have gotten into it watching it only in English, you know?
Yeah.
Because
well, it's also...
It's such a different experience, you know?
They mainly watch anime.
Different.
Yeah, well, they mainly watch all their anime on Netflix, because they don't have Crunchyroll or any other websites.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Anime so, Netflix episode when?
Anyway, even watching on FX, you do have the option to watch either soap or dub.
Yeah. If it happens. What I found really funny is that when I watched Haikyuu on Netflix, they converted centimeters into feet.
Yes.
And that was like, and I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Because like, a big thing was like, oh, we're facing this guy who's 2 meters, you know? Like, how the fuck, like, what happens when you have to translate that?
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was
what the fuck is a meter?
You're American. That's all you know. So
this implies that you guys are all not American.
He's also just fucking dumb. Like, let's not forget
that. I'm just stupid. I'm a dumbass.
Don't mind him. Also, apologies for the background noise. Main Street. You're going to hear some cars and all that stuff bleed through. So, fuck cars. But anyways. Yeah, but it's also surprising to me that, like, most of the people, we call them normies. Most of the normies usually only watch one of the big three, and I don't understand why.
Well, what do you mean you don't understand why? It's because the big three is always pushed. It's always,
like, they're either watching either a Dragon Ball or Naruto most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
I mean, not anymore.
I mean, yeah.
Because there's nothing relevant from Naruto.
That's true.
A lot of the normies aren't even watching those shows at all because they're too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those are a lot of the shows that people watch, like, either as they were coming out, you know, or they were watching, like, during their kind of, like, high school, middle school days, you know?
Well, the argument there is they watch it when they really are into anime. Like, when they actually convert, they start watching one of them, right? They're not starting with those.
The only of the big three that's being watched so erratically is One Piece. Because One Piece keeps getting pushed.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of
anime out there that's like, alright, we've been here for this long, but we're still pushing content, and you're going to enjoy this content. So watch it.
How do you feel about a lot of the normies coming into anime and watching, like, first 2 or 3 episodes and be like, I don't like this anime, then?
That's what I do.
That's called vibing with the show. If you don't vibe with the show, don't watch it. Like,
that's literally what I do.
Well, yeah, but I think a lot of animes take more than 3 episodes, though, nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an issue.
I agree with
people that. Have an attention span, and people have, you know, things that they like.
Yeah.
If you have a little bit of what I like, but you don't hold my attention into the first 3 episodes, I'm going to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
So what grabs your attention in an anime to make you watch it?
It has to be like a mix of everything that I, you know, enjoy seeing in an anime.
So would you watch, so like a clip or something? Or did you hear about it? Like what?
No. So, say there's an anime that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
It could be either new or old. First, I'm going to look at, you know, the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, what stands out?
It's like the cover.
Yeah. It looks colorful or flashy, or it looks dull and, like, very simple. Okay, I mean, that weighs in.
Yeah.
So that's the first part. And then when I get into it, it's like, all right, cool. First episode, I'm gonna watch full because, you know, whether or
and you watch full like or not, I'm opening ending song, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's the full thing. Whatever in there gets my attention, I move on to the next episode, so on and so forth.
Got it. Is that the same way for you, Antonio?
I think animation has a big part of it. Nobody cares what he has to say.
you're just putting so many things on. I was going to say, what do you mean? Normies don't care about if it hooks them or not. They look on IMDb.
Well, no, yeah, I'm saying you, though, like, as a person.
Yeah, I was going to make a joke like that. I was like, oh, I go to IMDb like the rest of the normies and check the thing. But then mentioned animation, like, yeah, no, people be talking about that also, like, just, that's the reason why Demon Slayer got really, really popular in some of the West, is just because the animation glazing going forth on there.
That first season was so fucking mid. So mid.
I'm saying, Mugen Train is like...
I actually got into it because of Mugen Train. I watched Mugen Train first.
No, I'm the same. I watched the first season, and I was like, this show... so fucking mediocre. And then it won anime of the year. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck are y'all doing? And then I saw, and then I watched the movie and I was like, oh shit, this
there was good. A poll.
And then, and then after that, I was just like, then the next season, I was just like, oh shit,
there was a poll that year that Nezuko was the best girl.
That's how we don't speak.
The Crunchyroll Awards has they separated the best girl thing to like a character you want to protect, and like Anya Forge is one that like a few years in a row.
Yep.
Like, they should just, like, that, but, like, that wasn't there. But also, like, we don't take anime awards seriously, like...
We don't.
Like, dog...
Yeah.
Dog... Remember that one year... Do you remember that one year Devilman Crybaby
won? No, see, I take it seriously because of the recent one where, you know, Freeman lost.
Oh, yeah, that's Soul crazy. Leveling. Yeah, Freeman lost Soul Leveling.
What?
That's... Yeah.
That's
Soul Leveling won, like, almost half the award.
This makes, it makes me so angry. Yeah.
And get,
Soul Leveling's not bad.
It's I'll give credit. The action of Soul Leveling does... I feel like it's better than
Freeman, but everything else is a great smooth brain show. You know, if you want to turn off your brain and just be like, yes. "Wow, he's gonna win every fight." That's awesome.
And that's the action part.
Oh, that leads to more movies. More movies do not consider an actual good narrative. They cared mostly about choreography.
Did you see the worst episode of Soul Leveling? Was the episode when he succeeded with his mom and cured her? Everyone hated that episode because there was no action in it. That was the most hated episode of the year.
What the fuck?
Also,
hated
because he cried.
Yeah, they hated because he cried.
Bro.
He's supposed to be the strong guy. I'm like, bro, his whole life was for, like, his whole goal was for that.
Actually, I'm thinking about that also. Like, there was a poll showing, like, highest rated anime episode of the year far. And it's like, it was like One Piece Soul Leveling, One Piece Soul Leveling, One Piece. But all the Soul Levelings were just action oriented episodes, while all the One Piece were all emotion oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy. That's, fucking
so what
it's a losing
this is the problem.
What hooks you in anime, Calvin?
What's up?
What hooks you in anime?
Oh, what hooks me? Yeah. I'm gonna say, well, it's one, the animation, and also it's a relatable character. I need a character that, like, I actually have some point of, like, understanding and then, you know, like,
Is that Clooney villains or the main character?
No, that's anybody in the show, you know. But a lot of times the side characters will be actually the one that hooked me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you find out your anime? Like, what is it? Word of mouth from people? Like, if you haven't seen the anime?
A lot of people. My brother was the one that got me into anime in the first place, and then he's put me on film great animes ever since. And it's funny because a big reason why he actually will watch anime in the first place is to recommend them to people. So
yeah.
No, and he recommends good animes. He started me, or I started off with Fullmetal Alchemist, which I found on my own, and then he saw that I started watching anime, so he got me into Gurren Lagann, Kill la Kill, Code Geass,
All Based.
One Punch Man, and was the next one I watched. I think then I watched Naruto on my own. Yeah.
Got it. For me, it's like, at least recently, it's either YouTube clips or like anime news, like other YouTube.
YouTube Reels.
Like, if I haven't seen it, I'm like, what is this? And I'll do some research.
Bro, throw me back to 2012 watching an episode of anime in 5 YouTube videos.
No. I'm watching, like, 30 seconds of an action scene or, like, a conflict. Like, someone dying or something.
That got me into this NK drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, so I'm just like, oh, I've never seen this. I want to know what this is. And then I'll be like, oh, I guess I gotta watch it because I'm interested in it. And so I'll check it out.
I'm focused mainly on the animation when I see something new.
If
it's done, whether it's a newer style animation or older style animation.
I don't really care about art style per se. I more care about, like, how they convey the art, if that makes sense. So, stating why, how is this action scene that supposed to be that detailed because it's supposed to be important, or are they just trying to, like, get to their budget? You know what I mean?
You can put PNGs in your background. As my characters have some sort
of... What was the one that got, like, just dog shit animation?
Blue Lock.
I'm not talking about Blue Lock.
Blue Lock's up there. One guy animated, like, 8 episodes by himself.
It was pretty bad. Like,
oh, no, I remember how bad it was.
All the characters were just, like, blotches.
Seven Deadly Sins got tanked really
bad. Oh, yeah. Seven Deadly Sins, was the second season, I think, right?
Second season, yeah.
I think it was the second
season. Because all the background characters were, like, almost polygons.
They kept being, like, so just so much worse.
They look like ghosts, like, legit. They literally look like ghosts. And then the movie, and then it was fine. It was like, what? Like, what happened?
I got that movie animation.
Actually, another studio that did pretty bad about it was Magi, the second season. The background.
No, that was awful.
Yeah, the background was really bad.
It throws you off.
Yeah, it was like a fog, like a foggy eye or something.
And people will pay attention. People love those low poly background clip screenshots.
It's funny because like I watch certain studios that have bad animation, quote unquote, like Dr. Gwen Handsome or something, and like the side characters are like so much more detailed than the main characters.
I was so mad when Haikyuu lost its animation director.
Oh yeah.
That second season was like Well, yeah, the entire animation team, like, essentially, like, left with him, so they had to get, like, this whole new animation team to, for the third season, and it's still going. They crushed the movie.
Yeah.
But they...
You could tell the shading style, though.
You can tell them with every aspect. They just draw, you know, felt, like, completely different.
Right.
There was a few episodes in that season that was just like, that would be rough to watch. Yeah. But yeah, I think like, especially in more recent ones, like I think there's been a lot of really great animations. I think one of my favorites is Vinland Saga.
Yeah. I would say Vinland Saga's animation is really good.
Yeah. Which is really funny.
The first episode is like really detailed. Oh my gosh. Stunning. Like, even like sound quality wise, like it's really up there. Same with Kaiju number 8. The sound quality of that show, superb. Like it is probably some of the best sound quality heard in recent anime, like ever.
I've never seen a clip of Kaiju 8.
The sound quality is insane. Like it is super. Like
I hear people talk about Kaiju, but I've never seen a clip of it. Everyone talks about it, but no one sends clips. I'm like, okay,
you just watch it.
Yeah, I would watch it. It's pretty good.
I'm single. Well, anyways, for animation, for me, I just like character design. If a character has an interesting enough design, I'll stay and watch, mostly.
Yeah, I mean, it's also hard because there's so many anime now. Like, what hasn't been created, right? Mm-hmm. Now you have to, like, combine characters. One of the things I liked about Fate is how they redid the purpose of the characters, you know, even though they're, you know, historical people.
He just waved his hands in the air at me, like, you know, they're like, and then, like,
what I was saying is, although they're the same fucking person, they're all different in their own way.
Yeah. Name every Saber in Fate. Name every Lancer in Fate.
That's a future episode, which you will probably talk about. You don't know. Stop.
No, you know their colors. They have the color.
They have to do red, black.
Red, black, blue, saber, yellow saber, yellow saber, saber.
Stop. We're not doing this right now. But, like, you know, I think that's a big thing for an Avatar in general, too. The characters are so different. Like,
better? Like, wait, the beginning after the end? Have you heard about that one?
Oh, yeah. Beginning after, yeah.
Yeah, and how dog shit the animation was.
Yes.
It looks like it was made on Google Slides.
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty bad. There's a moment in literally the show that it's like a still image, and, like, it's one of those images, like, on Google where you, like, move it. It looks like it's just moved.
I can see doing it as a joke anime, but like if you're trying to like
it's meant to be serious because the plot's meant to be like deeper meaning.
A throwback. Neon Nico Sugar Girls was literally made in MS Paint, and this is so much more entertaining as a joke serious drama.
Bro, I had more fun watching Beyond Yon, the banana cat thing. And those are just like some moments they're just like a picture to picture. Like there's no movement sometimes.
Like you don't know true joke animation if you haven't dove into Helvetica standards.
Yeah. Or bad. That's all you got going handsome is like so poorly drawn on purpose, but like so good.
Yeah.
It's so good for how bad it is.
I don't know, sometimes the joke anime that like they have a semi series but this complete just shit post is great. Like
Nichijou
as a manga.
Azumanga Daioh. Kurumanji High School.
Other one that's on the tip of my tongue but I lost it. It came out of my mouth.
Excel Saga.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of series have been going more into like using 3D.
Yeah, and so my thing about 3D is there's a point where it's too much, right?
I think, like, the earliest example of that we'll see is, like...
Overlord.
Well, like, Ruby is, like, fully 3D.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's just fun.
And then there's a lot of people, like, eat it.
Yeah.
Okay, Ruby is a special case because it was early, early Rooster Teeth animation. Yes,
that's true.
And those things looked jank.
Well, yeah. Later
but, my God, the love in that.
God was, like, those... It would. The fight scene's so great, yes. And those weapon models.
Yes. The weapon models were
just like having an ugly child. You just, yes. You just couldn't.
I was gonna say playing with action figures, but sure, fucking malformed child.
The Bionicle movie looked better than that. Mm-hmm. And that says something. The Bionicle movie was pretty badly done, but like 3D wise, it was great.
Don't get me wrong. I was the biggest Rooster Teeth fan all through. Like, gosh.
The Red vs. Blue and all that.
2010s.
Yeah. I think up until like 2014 is when I was a fan of it.
Yeah, I was a huge, huge Rooster Teeth fan.
I mean, they were just crazy.
It's funny because I loved Red vs. Blue and then hated Ruby and never went back.
Yep. I loved both. I loved both.
Did not look back.
I liked Ruby in the beginning and didn't like it towards the end. Even though the animation
is stopped watching after the, I think, fourth season.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I really tried to keep watching it, but like I couldn't. It just
see the problem with Ruby is the creator died after volume 3, yeah. And the rest of the cast had to try to piece together what plot.
Well, he had written out a lot of it.
He read out up until volume 10, and they're still like they took pieces of what he wanted and tried to stick it together, and then tried to appeal with fans on certain things. That's why Ruby doesn't necessarily work sometimes in the later volumes. I will still defend Ruby. Just some things I cannot defend, some things I will defend. Mm-hmm. Ruby is still a good 8 out of 10 for me. But speaking of more 3D and anime and how it can be too much, I know a lot of people complain about the Titan redesigns, 3D Titans, when MAPPA took over Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that was absolutely garbage.
Like, why do they look like that?
Honestly, they shouldn't have added 3D in that regardless.
I see
the point that they're trying to go for, trying to make it. An actual skate.
I think people gave MAPPA way too much hype.
Yeah.
They were just like, they were like, oh my gosh, like this new season looks incredible. I was like, don't it?
Because like in the old Titans in the like seasons 1 and 2, like you can see like the veins and the muscle bulges of every single Titan show. Like, yeah, no, these things were like spoiler for Attack on Titan. Yeah, these things were clearly like infected and grew into their grew into their skin to be deformed like that.
I felt like the same way with like Shield Hero. Like the first season had a little bit of CGI, and then season 3 was like mostly CGI. I'm like,
yeah, pretty much.
Like, what happened? Like,
I stopped watching Shield Hero.
So bad.
Yeah,
season 3 is so bad.
I watched. Oh,
So it's funny because like I watched first 2 seasons, and I was like, yeah, that's fine. Or no, I watched the first season.
First season. Was
And then I read the manga, and I was like, wait, the character is actually not this. Broody, annoying piece of shit in manga. Like he's like actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like and he's a lot more hot headed, which I think matches a lot of his actions.
Yep.
Way more, you know, instead of just being this kind of like aura farming dickhead, you know, like
what do you mean?
Which the shit really works.
I mean, to be honest,
it never works.
Concept wise, great. Yeah. Right? Like what the story's trying to convey, but the animation, what they did,
like his lines, like every part of it, just like he's just so fucking annoying, you know. But in the in the manga, he's actually like it makes a lot more sense. He's like he's this hot headed kind of like you know. Like a weeb from our world, you know? Yeah. Like,
Well, he's not even a true weeb, too. He's just a shut-in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's just a shut-in.
Yeah.
Like, he's,
I mean, he's a neat.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, he feels more human than every other isekai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say, he does seem the most human out of all the characters in, like, almost every isekai I've seen.
What do you mean? Kazuma folding on every point in time, that's... CG 3D animation. It is necessary for certain things.
Incredible in Vinland Saga.
Like,
the way they mix it in Vinland Saga.
I actually really like it in Berserk. Like, the CGI numbers, I really enjoy.
Oh, you didn't see.
I think it's odd to most people. Like,
people hate it.
I haven't actually watched it.
People hate it. And I'm like, it's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
I've sat through it and watched it.
Baki has some 3D moments. It's really good.
Some of the backgrounds in Kill la Kill are CG. Yeah. The way they interpret mix those things. Because they actually like change and mix in the art style. So it's not just 3D model. It's 3D model with flair. Yeah. Fits the art style. They actually individually tick together. Well, some things just look like generic model is just there.
I've been watching the Red Ranger get isekai into another world, and the CGI is pretty good. It reminds me of...
I was just thinking about the animation of Kill la Kill, and like the first scene where he's like running down the stairs.
Because it's illegal to run down the hall. No, fun fact, Dalma Gordy was directed to be always drawn as the biggest thing in the room.
Yeah.
So he just his scale changes every single scene because he's supposed to be the biggest thing in the room.
So funny.
So funny.
Oh man.
But like, yeah, CG is necessary for certain things. Like, I know for certain animals that are really hard to animate 2D.
That's fair.
CG, like horses and snakes, are hard to animate 2D.
I would say horses. It's really hard to get horses to not look. Like
jank.
Yeah.
In normal animation, but 3D, it makes
sense. You'll notice a lot of anime looking back. A lot of horses are CG.
Hydras and stuff like that. Like, yeah. I think those make sense. Like, in the beginning, Overlord, the first two seasons, like, CGI was great. Mm-hmm. And then they just went in third season. I'm like,
they incorporated more animation, more technology animation.
But like, you don't need to CGI water. Like, that's just a waste. Let's be honest.
No, I'm thinking of different things that have horse animations. Like the horses, the scouts are riding on Attack on Titan. Like with all that motion blur, you're not going to notice the CG, but you can tell it's a good thing. But then, like alternatively, like you move to like slice of life anime in a sense, like. One anime I watched with my girlfriend, she showed me it, that I noticed, like, oh, half these models are just CG because they're, you know, they're animal, some people are half animal, like, they gotta incorporate that. But it doesn't, like, it's noticeable CG, but it doesn't, like, damage the overarching picture because they try to do, like, a blur in the foreground kind of thing like that. It was Monster Girl Doctor, because the secondary main character...
Peak anime, by
the way. It is
pretty good.
Peak anime.
It's pretty good.
Because one of the main characters is Alamia, so like her tail is always CG, except for like a certain point it reaches down to CG, but like they always have a cutoff point of, like, oh yeah, here's her 2D body, and then they cut off and like, oh, her tail's in the background is CG. It's like noticeable, but like it doesn't like distract.
The other thing that I've noticed about horses in general,
if you didn't know,
it's always the slower paced animes that have good animation for horses that are not CG. So like Frieren, Spice and Wolf, they're all like slow to get to the action, and their horse animations sometimes are recycled, but their horse animations are actually like really good 2D wise.
I really like
Lock Horizon. I
talk about horses, we ain't addressing the horses yet, but we'll continue.
I know what you're talking about. Freyrd is like that meme where it's like the guy like turning back in the gold mines. Like, I dropped Freyrd after episode 6 because there was boring, no fight scenes. That episode 7 through 9 is like peak action for that. God.
How do you guys feel about openings having CGI? Do you think they need to have it? Or endings?
Well, if the opening has CGI, the anime has CGI.
Well, yeah, but there's an argument to where, like, so it's, sometimes it's spoiler, sometimes it's not.
Well, the opening's always spoiler.
Well, you know, but, like, there's animes where the opening has nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, the Beast Titan running with a dinosaur. Spoilers.
No, I was like,
there's also that, too. But, I don't know. Are you still playing in your opening? I don't really care. Because it's one of those things I'm just going to watch one time.
Yeah, I watched the opening, like, probably once or twice.
What do you think the most watched opening is?
Well, it's got to be one of the classics. Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! Maybe even Dragon Ball Z, I would argue. Because
it would be, like, songs that, you know, really speak to people.
Yeah.
Love you, somebody who's
just going to catch them all.
I wanted to bring up another point on the like CG openings. Because then I'd be like, JoJo does CG in openings really, really well.
Yeah, they do.
It's because the CG in JoJo is supposed to show everyone an immediate bloodline, linear downwards. So for Jonathan, Joseph, and Jotaro, it's immediately all CG. And then going to Josuke and Giorno, it's 2D for opening. Then going back to Jolie, it goes back to CG. And JoJo rarely incorporates CG into their thing, unless it's specific, like, a model that they have to, like, blend in, but, you know, it's a Rocky's art style, so you're not going to tell it's CG at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, JoJo does really well incorporating CG in their openings.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. What's a big transition, unless we have more to speak on this?
I have a really deep question, at least it's deep for me. How do you guys feel about God being portrayed in, like, actual God being portrayed in anime? Not God figures, like, actual God. Because God figures is fine. Like, Dolly being like...
Well, as a God-fearing Christian myself, I really care when anybody mentions even the name. Like, I give a fuck. Like, what? What type of virgin fucking bullshit Christian Mary...
I will say, like...
Sister fucking... I'm sorry.
That was crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't really like it because everybody's, you know, vision of God is different.
Yeah. And then they portray, you know, the church as like Christianity and all.
Yeah, but like, you can put Christianity in there. I don't know.
I like when the Christians get...
Use religion, but when you...
I think that's really funny.
When you portray an image that no
we
one
just
has
lost
seen,
all
it's
our
like really hard to, for people to
we just lost every single sponsor that we could ever.
Don't worry, I'll salvage it. Yes. That's the Catholic in the room. anime that have churches and or like or holy things, like, because like, no, I don't know that much to actually portray, you know.
There's a
church, there's nuns, so they like. Like, Black Clover immediately, you know that God exists in there. There's nuns everywhere. But, like, there's really... They don't necessarily... I think they just try to avoid mentioning God himself. Yeah. Like, they know there's, like, a divine being.
So, I really like the thing is, like, I rarely see it, you know? And I think it is. Like, we see kind of, like, divine beings in a lot of different anime, but I rarely see them, like, kind of, like, mentioning this kind of, like... or. Monotheism, like, you know, reference God, but I think I really do like almost every single take and every single portrayal of oh my god, I'm blanking on what it's called. What's the main religion in Japan? Not Buddhism.
I know what you're talking about.
To the computer!
Yep.
I know.
But anyways, the religion is based on the idea of something gives it power, and the Shintoism. And not only that, like the kind of belief in something makes it real, along with it's less of even a religion, more just kind of a way of life.
Mm-hmm.
It's portrayed probably in the best sense in Noragami, or so I've seen. And then it's also portrayed really well in Jujutsu Kaisen, and then a lot of different shows. But I think that is a really interesting kind of religion that I see portrayed in anime.
Yeah, I think all the non-mainstream religions are really, really good in anime.
Well, it's funny because like that would be the mainstream religion in Japan.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But only like, with Buddhism. But like, of course, I think that is like the most interesting thing to kind of like see portrayed.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, a lot of anime portray other countries differently too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's really unique because, like, you would think that there's some sort of, because Japan being super racist, you would think the stereotypicalness of that, but it's like, it just gives it a new...
It's really interesting that in Jujutsu Kaisen, there's also sorcerers in Kenya.
Yeah.
Because I think it's that Shintoism is also a big religion in Kenya as well, while there are no sorcerers anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
So they make a point, though, because they're like, well, America would be pissed if they found out they didn't have any sorcerers.
I'm just saying, Bandicoot is the best representation of American Japan could ever give from. God, I wish I was fanning Keith and Bill.
What's sad is you're not wrong. Like,
that and Durant also.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
The depictions of America.
Yeah, Durant. Oh, Paranoid Agent, too. Paranoid Agent. Yeah. Really good depictions of America.
Something I wanted to touch on. Shut the fuck up. So both me and Nico both got back from conventions recently, and I wanted to ask, like, what is, I just got back from Anime Expo, and,
you're sending you a Comic Con.
I wanted to ask, what is a, it doesn't even have to be a niche, but, like, what is a fandom or somebody, like, somebody, a show that you see somebody, like, fanning over that you get really excited about to see.
Me personally?
Yeah. Like, if you see somebody cosplaying them, if you see somebody with, like...
Just in general, not, like, anime?
Yeah. Well, it can be anime, but, like, you know, something that's, like, that specifically, you're gonna go run up to them and, like...
So, it did happen. Obviously, it's funny because we talked about it, but anyone that cosplays as Lucy from Dororo, I'm like, yes, I gotta talk to you. Who are you? Like, because, like, one, it's confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she's pretty, like, attractive or whatever.
Yeah.
But two, it's like, that means you really love the show.
Because
it's not a great show. I mean, I like it, but it's it's not good.
My girlfriend's here, Normie's going to Dororo. Like, she said that because, when they announced, like, oh, yeah, Edgeworth is another season, Sebra is going to go in, and they showed, like, a motorcycle lady as a promo thing. She's like, oh, that reminds me of Homunculus Lady from Dororo. I'm scared of the normies coming in, obsessing over that kind
of
thing.
I was like, one of the first animes I watched.
It's very good. Like, as an introduction to anime, I think it's very good.
Yeah, I think
it's... Because it hits so many levels
of,
like, everything. Like, just pillars of, like, checking in anime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I will say... Comic-wise, anyone that is the villains from Spider-Man. Because most of the time, it's just Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Some version of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But, like, if someone's like a Doc Ock or, like, you know, just any character, I'm just like, bro, you're a true fan. Like,
I'm laughing if you cosplay as Mysterio, I'm sorry.
I'm
the president in general.
Oh.
Like, you have to walk around with a fucking orange fishbowl in
your head. Hey, I'll get props, bro. You gotta get props, bro.
Yeah.
A Mysterio cosplay would be hard as fuck.
That's insane, right? Because you don't see that. They're not so average, because the average is, like, all versions of Spider-Man.
He's just a really good villain, too.
Yeah. I was gonna say,
I think one that I get excited about, because is... Gurren Lagann and Kill la Kill.
Yeah.
Specifically. You don't see a lot of people cosplaying those.
Yeah. And if you do, it's mainly,
Riku Sasuke?
Yeah. It's mainly her. If you do see something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And if,
there's more characters, guys.
There's more characters.
But, no, I saw the sickest, it was, Kamina and Yoko cosplay. It's like, that's awesome.
I will say one thing that does appeal to me more in a cosplay is when someone, like, embodies that character really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, if they're Spider-Man or Deadpool, they're, like, Spider-Man's, like, doing kickflips off the wall, you know, hanging and stuff like that. Like, I'm just like, bro, oh, you're, you know, you got it. Like, I'm giving you props. Like,
yeah.
So when I was there at Comic-Con, I showed these guys it, but it was a guy dressed up as Galactus, and he was, like, probably 11 feet tall.
Mm. Oh, I've seen pictures of that.
He was walking around the convention hall and people made space for him. Like, he was a celebrity. I'm pretty sure he won the cosplay contest, but I don't know if Imru hosted one. But he was walking around. Everyone was taking pictures of him. Like, he went to every panel he could. He would always have to stand in the background, but people made space for him. The fact that he had to take off his suit, which took like 15, 20 minutes to put on, take off, was crazy. Like, it was just so insane to see.
One I got really excited to see at Anime Expo, and you gotta understand this was only 3 weeks after the movie came out, was the K-pop Demon Hunters cosplayers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and some people did a really incredible job, and somebody even cosplayed the cat from the movie, which...
I want to cosplay the cat.
Yeah.
That's my Nintendo. I would
love to cosplay the cat. Just
pull out my tongue.
Yeah, to set that up in like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's like incredible.
This is impressive. Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
People don't know how long tailoring takes.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Even crafting like leather pieces and stuff, it takes.
Other work is.
Oh, well, like, work. My friend are planning to cosplay a character from that show, but like I never even considered cosplaying it at an expo because I would only have like 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. That's a time thing.
Yeah.
You'll actually end up like 12 hours a day working on that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
I'm trying to think of cosplays I saw last year when I went to a convention. I know one I immediately went towards because one of my poor buddies, he had work that day at the convention, so he couldn't come. So he's like, if you see any cosplays from any like fandoms or anything or characters I like, make sure you just take a picture and send it to me. And obviously he's obviously he meant like, oh, find someone like probably wearing like King Bradley Full Metal like cosplay and send him. No, so instead I saw two girls cosplaying Nicole and Jekka from Class of 09 and sent it to them.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh my god, they're real. And I went in and I'm like, hey man, hey, you didn't get a picture. A friend of mine loves this thing. And he does not like Class of 09.
That's hilarious.
What is...
Okay. I don't think I would recognize them.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't recognize them.
I recognized them instantaneous. I was like, oh my god, that's such a good thing.
A real obsession. There's something wrong with
another good cosplay I saw was someone cosplaying Reese in Bomb Girl form before it was announced, because obviously it was last year, so it was way before Reese arc was gonna be announced to be animated. So yeah, someone cosplaying Reese in Bomb Girl full attire, like after your attire. Mm-hmm. If you've read Chainsaw Man manga, you know how Reese in Bomb form looks, so actual balls on that lady for cosplaying that suit accurate.
What are you? One that I saw, which I always love seeing side characters from shows.
Yeah.
Because that's always...
I saw Cabinet Guy, though.
Yeah, that's a sick cosplay. I'd love to see that. I saw Wan Chi Tong, which is the owl from Avatar. Mm-hmm. It's the librarian. And I also saw the Painted Lady, which is one I've seen before, but this was a... which, once again, it's always just kind of a cool thing to see, like, from a specific episode.
Yeah.
Because it's harder to create because you don't have a lot of shots of those characters.
That's true.
And then it's also, it's something that's not as recognizable, so you're not going to get as much attention cosplaying these characters.
Yeah. So yeah, it's hard to, I mean, just in general, hard to recognize the most
populous. One that I got a picture with was the Body Improvement Club from Mob Psycho.
Nice.
Which I was like, that is fucking cosplay group gold. It was so cool to take pictures of them and they're so recognizable as well. So yeah.
So I have a question for almost, because we go to convention a good amount, at least most of us do. What is the most common cosplay you see? No matter what. And mine is surprising because it doesn't matter if it's anime or not.
Hatsune Miku.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. What about you, Antonio?
What's the most cosplay? This may have been biased for the day I went to the con because there was a Demon Slayer cosplay meetup there that I also participated in. But there was like 8 little girls dressed as Nezuko. Like, that was the most I saw. There was some here.
I love seeing family cosplays. Like, kids dressed up as like something with their family. I think that's always really cool to see.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was obviously like some bias because like, okay, cool. There's little girls that like Demon Slayer, a little dress is not Nezuko. They tried to kill me. No. They just wanted to get some of the guys that are dressed as Hashira to like lay on the floor to air quote sacrifice. As like the picture guy was like for like the website for the meetup, he wanted to like take pictures, and then he got like 17 shots of like the girls just holding a prop sword over him, 4 guys sitting laying in the middle of the floor.
And you didn't do it?
No, because I had to keep the mystery. I had to keep the mystery cosplay away from me.
Shannon, what about you? Most common cosplay that you see at convention?
I've never been to a convention. This whole conversation is not for me.
My bad. We're gonna change that. We're kidnapping.
Yeah, there's another. I'm going to another convention.
I didn't say it had to be at a convention. Like, I always love seeing people with haikyuu merch.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's my favorite anime.
Well, my question was, when you go to a convention, what's the most common cosplay? Mine is Power Ranger. No matter where you go, there's always a Power Ranger. Literally, like everywhere. It's either White Ranger, Green Ranger, or Red Ranger. No matter where I go, there's always like all the time.
I don't see more people cosplaying as like horror icons than Power Rangers.
You see a lot of Mitsu cosplay as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying like on average, there's always one Power Ranger.
And not to knock Mitsu cosplayers. I'm thinking about doing I think I'm doing Medieval Miku. I think that'd be sick. Mostly because I'm making armor for the Rand Fonz Fair, and I'm might as well get double use out of it. But yeah.
Dope.
Another L for Gumi fans.
So here's a question for someone who's never been to a con. What are you cosplaying the next con you go to?
I am setting up my cosplay for Mystery Saga.
That's pretty dope.
My plan right now is to do Mystery Saga, and if you have not seen K-Pop Demon Hunters, like Antonio,
I'm gonna be a cat. Watch it. I'm most likely gonna be the cat from K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, Derpy.
Yeah, at least the map. Like, that's my...
Hell yeah.
I gotta at least make it. I was the, we were the Sims when I went to Comic-Con. We had the little different color.
Yeah.
What are they called? The little diamond things. Yeah. They're called something. But we had like green for when we're happy, energetic, yellow for when we're getting tired and hungry, and red when we're just exhausted. Mm-hmm. So we just kept changing them because they're magnets. So we all find each other.
Yeah, they got purple for horny?
No. That. Damn, terrifying. I'm not gonna.
Don't encourage him.
I'm not gonna acknowledge it.
You made it sound like it was like an idea that you just weren't able to do in fear of Sims fans knowing.
What about you, Tony? What's your cosplay?
Currently, it's not fully confirmed, but thinking of going as Open-Eyed Demon Slayer, the next con I'm going to next month, and my buddy going as Sonami for the buddy-buddy dynamic, but also the VA for Sonami is going to be there, so it'd be just a cool experience.
Shannon, if you did go to convention, what are you going to, if you did?
At the Secret.
Ooh. So what's saying is we're going to leak pictures when we take pictures of Shannon.
He's obviously going as Megaman. What are you talking about?
Can you cast fireball?
Shannon, guys, you guys don't know this, but Shannon is secretly built like Megaman.
Cast fireball.
Yeah, but I have a few cosplays to take that up.
Shannon just shows up painted green on Blanca. He's crawling on the floor.
You know what I really hate is that I've had this similar conversation back when I did like multiple anime clubs in my prime. Like people were telling me like every time that they think that I go out and do conventions because I'll bring a lot of stuff to the anime thing, you know, to show off, you know, regular shit. They're like, "All right, you get this one good." I'm like, "No, I'm not doing conventions." They're like, "Yeah, he probably does. He probably dresses up like some anime."
Like, I'm not gonna lie. This idea, I'm not gonna lie. When that first saw like people dressed up with the big heads that were like guys, I almost wanted to do it because like
I would do that. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, I just don't want to do it myself because none of my friends had the confidence to do it.
Well,
and I was like, pretty nice legs. I have a big butt. Like,
wait, you go, Shannon, duo cosplay, a terrible tornado, and
yes. For those of you who don't know, I cosplayed a Vi from Arcane at the last couple conventions I went to.
I'm guilty, I haven't seen it, so, but I know the character.
No.
How about you know? I have seen a couple Arcane cosplayers.
I've seen a lot of Arcane
cosplayers.
I've seen
recently.
Like specifically because I've been, you know.
God, I wish League of Legends was good.
I don't know what Arcane is.
Smite stands over here. We should.
You. You do not need to watch, you do not need to play League of Legends to watch.
Please do not play League of Legends. Please, warning, do not play League of Legends. The worst mistake of your life.
It's not the worst mistake. Just know that you're going to have a headache and cry and not want
to. And you go, I should call this place Fender Swine. Just go, or?
And the cosplay Bob Ross. That's so funny.
Is to cosplay, Mystery Sergeant bark at anybody who comes up to me.
If we ever did a group cosplay, what would you guys want to go? All four of us.
Four of us? That'd be something Miku? That's related to.
You want
to
all be Miku?
Hell yeah!
That's crazy.
The group Miku cosplay. I've seen Miku with my buddies.
Disclaimer, I am not cosplaying.
Ben's not doing what you're saying, Antonio?
We can do the Forest and Castle from Kill a Kill.
What are these cosplays?
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about, bro.
What are you trying to rope me in here?
I was like, which one would you lean towards? The Student Council?
You do something weird, bro. Like, Rocko's Modern Life character. Some weird.
You guys will all be like Rocko's Modern Life thing, and I'll show up like in a Camp Lazlo
cosplay. I would love to cosplay Nero from K-Pop Demon Hunters. It's funny, I told my friend that, and they were just like, what is your obsession with cosplay?
What's the big demon's name? The one that sends them out?
Giwa.
Giwa?
Yeah.
I'd probably cosplay him.
Yeah!
If I did a good one.
I'd probably cosplay as Cory now. The big ass white hat.
I was standing right there, Cory!
No, but I have a few ideas for cosplays in the front here and whatnot, but, yeah. Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah. We should just be funny. We should all just dress up as persona characters and have Brett hate us.
Yeah. What? Well, okay.
I think I'm the Asper Comic Con cosplay.
What you need for group cosplays is you need one that's like a recognizable group, and then like also you need a group pose.
I honestly think
I think JoJo would also be a group.
JoJo or like Magic. Characters from Magic would be good too.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be harder, but.
Yeah. But you want to have the group pose.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. JoJo's great. I would argue Power Rangers, but.
Would you cosplay in JoJo?
Would I cosplay in JoJo?
Yeah.
That's hard. There's a lot of characters that I probably want to cosplay.
You can cosplay the stand user of Notorious B.I.G. No. You can cosplay as Carne?
No. I don't know if I would cosplay.
I cosplay as a grand.
Oh, this bite the dust is crazy! They roll you around in his little tank.
You're gonna be hot as hell in that tank. Be sweating balls. He's sweating balls.
He's like Queen. Dies in no bucket. It's the duster. Must blast.
I'll make it fully functional and as small as possible.
Kind of minimize himself.
We could also do a group cosplay and then one person dressed as Zelda.
The best side character cosplay that I've seen that was like really detailed was Zordon from Power Rangers, actually. The head that was floating. But they had the tank. Like, they had the actual tank he was in. So it was just his head that you saw, it was just a tank. Mm-hmm. At Comic-Con, there was a giant lightsaber. It was just a dude. It was RGB. It was literally just RGB.
Yeah.
And he was a giant lightsaber. Just walking up. Yeah. I was like, that's super cool.
My buddy also plays Zoro.
All right, last topic. What are we talking about before we end this?
The horses.
Bruh.
We're going back to the normie thing.
Why are we...
You mentioned horses. Like, yeah, no. Normies are now getting to MMSMA because of the gacha game, despite the fact that horse lore is scary.
Uma Musume, probably the most overhyped piece of media today.
Yep. Explain to the kids in the back what that is, Jen.
Yeah, it's on the fucking App Store now.
It is a mobile game about the anime of horse girls running races. That's it. That's all it is.
There was so much of that product at Comic-Con, by the way.
It is... It's been a thing for a long time. Anime came out like 2017.
Horse has been been around since the 80s.
It's the whole concept is related to real life horses that run the exact same races that the real life horses has ran.
Oh, it's a real track too, right? It's actually a real
The one that's is fate for equestrian fans.
Pretty much. It's a one-to-one identity besides them being horse girls.
And right now we're not getting shot on the track.
Yes. There are no real euthanizers, alright? They don't exist in the anime. But regardless, they still go through, you know, the closest thing possible. Like, you know, if a horse got injured, they'd probably, in the anime, move them to somewhere else or have them do something else, you know. But, yeah, that's, like, the massive piece of media going on right now that a lot of people are getting into.
Because the mobile game came out, and now people are playing the mobile game because they see it hype, so normies are flooding in, and they're learning horse lore, and acting like it's new information, despite we've known this for almost a decade now.
Well, the game came out 2021 in Japan, and, I mean, I've been playing it ever since, but...
Normies don't live in Japan.
Right, right, yeah, but we're talking about normies, so when it dropped this year, in June... You know, it's the hottest thing on the market because if you didn't know, the media was in a chokehold from actual horse races, i.e. the horse race simulator. That had everybody in the chokehold. And then now we're moving on to actual horse. Now you can play the game on your phone. I recommend it. It's actually a pretty fun game. If you like anime, you'll like the game pretty much. Also watch the anime because not a lot of people are watching anime.
And go back to the footage from...
Don't watch season one. That shit's boring. Fuck special week.
Damn. All right, make sure you also go look up documentaries on YouTube of the 1990s races. You'll see them run in circles for about 5 minutes and then lose about $2 million.
The most gambling. You see they made a Bitcoin about it?
Yep.
Yep. That's a different type of normie thing, Gideon. That's a different type of normie thing.
I know.
But that just goes to show that, you know, the universe is riding on this horse-related stuff. That's why you're seeing a lot of horses.
A horse denier, personally.
I think that's a good part to end on.
We got 4 minutes left.
There's no actual time limit. Come on. closing remarks. Thank you guys for being patient with us. If anyone's listening constantly, appreciate you. Appreciate everyone that's involved. Any closing remarks for you guys?
Oh yeah. A while ago, you said when I made the joke, semi not a joke, but actually really a joke due to legal online purposes of me blowing up a movie theater for the Bomb Girl arc and Chainsaw Man. You mentioned anyone in the Bay Area mentioned it. I'm actually going down to SoCal to watch that. So guys, if you watch that episode, please, you're safe in the Bay Area. SoCal, not so much.
That's crazy. Kevin, any closing remarks?
No.
Damn.
No, you talk to your brother or nothing? Like, damn.
You'll see him in a future episode.
I'll be at Anime Impulse.
Oh yeah, where are you gonna be at? Anime Impulse, where are you gonna be at?
Galaxy Con San Jose, August 15th through the 17th.
I don't know if I'm going to any more conventions. Hey.
That's not one of the movie releases.
Chan, you don't go to conventions, so I'm not gonna ask you. Anyways, yeah. Shout out to everyone. If anyone wants to sponsor us, I appreciate you. If not, please don't gaffle us.
Bad Dragon.
We're not opposed to it though.
The existence of Bad Dragon implies that there's a good lizard somewhere.
Bad Dragon, I use the products all the time.
Hey, what did you just turn into?
Have you seen the tongue?
All right, I'm stopping.
I've seen the back of a Spencer's. I've seen the Griffin.
All right, stop it. We're done.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.